This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. Malhotra, is that right?
Malhotra, yep, that's right.
Perfect.
Well done.
Thank you.
I get a lot of Malhortas.
Tina Malhotra is the CEO of this magical place called The Color Factory. There are locations in New York, Houston, and here in Chicago, over in the Sears Tower, or, you know, the Willis Tower. All right, lovely. I'm so happy to have you here. I'll tell you, I went to the Color Factory in Chicago, and I had a blast. I just went by myself, and I felt like a kid, the only kid in the candy store, is what I felt like.
I love it. It brings out the kid in everybody, even the most serious adult.
I mean, by the time you get to the end with the balls, if you haven't regressed into childhood by then, then something's wrong. Some people would call it a museum. When I think about the time I spent there, a museum is far from what I would say.
It's a little bit of everything, but I describe it as an immersive art experience that celebrates the joy of color through interactive and multisensory exhibits.
Immersive. Yeah, I would go with that. And so would USA Today, apparently. They just named it the best immersive art experience of 2024. So Tina initially started as the chief experience officer at the Color Factory. Now she's the CEO. And in both roles, she has had to think about how to make each location reflect the city it's in, which for the cultural center that is Chicago, was a unique experience in itself. We're going to get into that a little bit later, but I wanted to start us off with a simple little question. What is it about color?
Color is so powerful. I think that is undeniable. You know, the presence of color, you know, you walk into a restaurant and the color of the restaurant has the ability to shape the way you think about what you're about to eat. It changes your mood. It elicits feelings, and it's so powerful. And I think that everyone's relationship with color is deeply personal as well, because oftentimes it's connected to their own memories and their own experiences. And so there's a lot of interesting studies out right now about how we're becoming a less colorful world.
Interesting.
Like the colors of the cars that people are buying, the colors of the paint that you're buying to paint your house, the color of furniture. All of those things are becoming more and more neutral as the decades go on.
That's so true.
And even if you think about just you as a person, right? You start out as a kid and everything is just full of color, yes. Your room, your toys, like the things that you're playing with, the things you're wearing. And, you know, we just, as we grow, I mean, you're wearing a gray shirt right now. Like we just become, we tend to get a little bit more neutral. And so the idea behind Color Factory was really about how do we bring color back?
Yeah, that's so interesting that you say that. I'm always complaining. I had been looking for apartments recently, and all of the kind of setups for the standard paint job in the empty apartments was this what they're calling millennial gray, you know, and it's this minimalist grayscale situation, which I understand looks very modern, but it is. It's cold. It's boring.
Yeah. I mean, one of the most popular paint colors out right now is called Agreeable Gray. And it's agreeable, sure. So Color Factory is a place to see the opposite of that, you know?
I love that. I will tell you, I did bust out my bright greens when I went into the factory because I knew it was going to be a photography experience as well.
Oh, so. Yeah. We see some great outfits.
Yes. I'm just curious, like, do you have a personal relationship with how you think of color?
So it's funny because when I lived in New York before I started working at Color Factory, I mean, everyone wears black. Like yeah. That just becomes classic New York.
Yes.
And my entire wardrobe was very black.
And by the way, right now you're wearing a pastel, is it pink or coral?
It's pink.
And
it's
pink striped shirt.
My wardrobe has definitely gotten more colorful over time. My relationship with color, I mean, you know, I'm Indian. And so one of the first kind of experiences I've had with color, I would say, was the festival of Holi, which is a celebration of color. It's to celebrate the beginning of spring, which mm-hmm. is actually very timely for when we're talking
yes,
right now.
Yes, correct.
You throw the colored powders, everybody wears white.
Yes.
You just have this sort of color war. And at the end, you're just this rainbow hodgepodge of color. And it's one of those core memories that I cherish. And joy was really the key emotion that came out of those types of events. I have never thought about that until you asked that question, but I think that's a core memory that is a key to my relationship with color.
Wow, that's really beautiful. It sounds like that's been kind of reinvigorated with your time at Color Factory.
Yeah, it absolutely has.
Yeah. So this place is called the Color Factory, but you have a pretty holistic sensory experience when you're there. I mean, it's everything's colorful, but I mean, we smelling stuff, we eating stuff. You know, like,
yeah,
we're listening to music, we're making, you know, composing music a little bit.
Yes.
Tell me about bringing other senses besides vision into the space.
Yeah. And so that is one of the key differentiators, I think, I would say, from our experience, is the fact that we are very multisensory. You're right. We have exhibits where you taste color, where you touch color, you hear color. You smell color.
Yes.
And, you know, we really wanted to create an environment where people no longer were towing the line, the invisible imaginary line between the art and the viewer, and invite guests to really participate in the art.
Yeah. Can you give me an example of like what a person might be doing in the Color Factory while they're tasting color?
Yes. So we have an exhibit called Flavorama by the artist Emily Baltz, who actually grew up in Chicago. And this exhibit explores how color affects your sense of taste. And so in this room, we give each guest 5 packets of Pop Rocks. And each packet of Pop Rocks is completely white, and they're just numbered 1 through 5. And there's no hints on it. The actual color of the Pop Rocks are clear. And so we ask guests to then look through a viewfinder, one of those old school viewfinders.
Yeah.
There are abstract monochromatic artworks that Emily has designed. And all we ask is one simple question: what color does this taste like to you? And so as you're looking through these images, you can say, oh, this tastes yellow. You know, if you're tasting banana, and some people get all of them right. Some people get all of them wrong, and that's okay. It's not about getting them right or wrong. It's just about getting your mind to think about how your sense of taste is affected by color. You know, we love to experiment. We love to surprise people, to confuse people. The reaction on people's faces when they're doing that particular exhibit is the most satisfying to me, because they're just sort of like boggled.
Yeah. If you taste a banana taste, it's just so natural to think of the color yellow, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. But one of the tastes is cinnamon. And so is that brown or is that red?
Or is it red? Yeah. I want to talk a little bit more about Chicago in a second. But first, I really want to get into the memories that you walk away with. So not only do you get into the Color Factory, you're activating all 5 of your senses. You know, you're turning into a kid again, but yeah, you don't even need to bring your phone in there. The Color Factory will take pictures for you while
yes.
you're inside. Tell me about making that a hallmark of the experience that people have there.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you brought that up, because I think one of the biggest misconceptions about Color Factory is that it's an Instagram museum. You go there to take photos, and you know, everything in our spaces are inherently beautiful. And so people want to take photos, but we actually really encourage guests to put their phones away and focus on being present, focus on being in the moment and creating memories with the people that they're with. And so we invest in studio quality cameras, SLR cameras that are integrated all throughout the space, and they're activated with a QR card that you get at the very beginning of your experience. And all of these cameras produce some of the best images I've ever seen. Like, a lot of people actually use them in their holiday photos, in their holiday cards
wow.
that they send.
I mean, it's like you already have the backdrop and then you have the high quality camera.
Exactly.
Like, what more do you
yeah.
need?
Yeah. yeah. And all of that is completely complimentary. It's, you know, we're not charging
yes.
for those digital photos. And the goal is to really, you know, go back to kind of what our mission is, which is to inspire joy and meaningful human connection through the power of color and art. And that is something that I think is becoming more and more important in this world, as, you know, technology and AI and the metaverse and all of these things are forcing us to stare at our phones. We are a respite from that. And we want people to go back to the olden days where you just talked to people and you engaged and you were present in the
Imagine.
Moment. Yeah. And so that's something we will never stop doing, because that's a core piece of who we are.
Yeah. I mean, when I think about the word Instagram museum, it does flatten the experience in a way that doesn't feel correct for the color
yeah.
factory. You know, I mean, you're in there, you're doing so much. I mean, you're drawing pictures of each other, for
mm-hmm.
instance, you know, and
yeah.
an Instagram museum feels like you're going to go in there and there's going to be great backdrops and you're going to take some great pictures and then you're going to leave.
No, it certainly does. And I think it's one of, you know, we're an experience where once you come through, you realize, oh, it's not. It's so much more. There's so much complexity and thought. Social media
yeah.
can be a part of it, but that is not the main purpose and not the main driver for how we develop our exhibits.
I can definitely feel that. You know, Chicago is a city that is extremely rich in art and culture. So many great creative people of our generation, generations prior, generations we didn't even know, you know, have come and gone before us. I wonder how you think about positioning the Color Factory within this type of place.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that we spend a lot of time in these cities and we really want to make sure that we're capturing the soul of the city and representing that in our exhibits, and being really authentic to the places that we are in, and not just, you know, slap up a bunch of hot dogs just because there's hot dogs in Chicago. And so we take a lot of pride in the care that we put into curating these exhibits and making sure that we're really doing it justice to representing the communities that we're going into. So, you know, we partnered with the MCA when we first opened,
okay,
because we wanted to establish that connection with another institution and get to know the city and just sort of feel like, okay, we're a part of this community and we understand it. And we want to do that in an authentic way that feels real.
Mm-hmm.
There's a quote that I'm thinking of, one of our artists, Emily Baltz. She's the one who did the Flavorama exhibit, which is the tasting exhibit that's in Chicago. So there's a quote that she has that our team, our experienced team, thinks of a lot when we're curating our exhibits in all of our cities. She said, "It seems that joy has little currency in the art market." And personally, I think that is the most ridiculous thing. That's something that we like wholeheartedly agree with. We think art doesn't have any less value because it makes you smile. So in fact, we prioritize art and experiences that can bring happiness to the people. Hopefully we are doing that in Chicago.
What a beautiful way to think about making art. You know, I think, yeah, it does get really serious and pretentious at times.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, that definitely robs us of the things that bring us the most joy. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's
yep.
beautiful. Tina Malhotra is the CEO of The Color Factory. Tina, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
The Color Factory is in the lower level of the Willis Tower. You can book a reservation at colorfactory.co. And coming up, they have a Colors in Bloom exhibit running now through mid-May, which focuses on the spring flowers in Chicago. And that's it for today. Thank you to Justin Bull and Sarah Stark for producing The Rundown, and to Ariel Van Clee for editing the show. Brennan Banaszak is our executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.